Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are on Saturday, and so that makes it Socialism Saturday. Yep, that's right. It's Socialism Saturday. And if you're enjoying this series on socialism, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. We need to know the battle that we are fighting against socialism. So I want to encourage you, share this stuff out, especially today. Before we jump into Socialism Saturday, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us, defend and advance biblical values in the public square. But what we're trying to do is change the heart so that we change the public square. All right. Today's topic is individual worth versus reduction to class. And we're titling this Imago Dei. So every person bears God's image. No system may reduce people to mere class units. In many socialist and communist arguments, people are primarily described as workers or bourgeois, or the proletariats. That framing can easily reduce human beings to their economic role. Today, we're going to look at, see how doctrine of Imago Dei confronts collectivist thinking that turns individuals into a mass of people, right? So we're created in the image of God. Let's start out with Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, and 28. So here we go. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over it, the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth." So this is the bottom line. You, whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ, whether you're a believer that God is the creator, you might be a secular humanist. I don't know what you might be. Whatever you are, you're still created in the image of God, whether you like it or not. God created male and female. And he created us in his image. Now, Psalm 8, verses 3 through 6 brings some more clarity. It says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him? And the son of man that you care for him, yet you have made him a little lower than God. You crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth." So what does he say? And I think it was in verse 5. "You have made him a little lower than God." God created you. And this is why I really, truly, truly hope that if you get nothing else out of this today, you will recognize that you have a creator and his name is God. The second thing I hope you will recognize today is that you also have a savior and his name is Jesus. He died on the cross for your sins. He rose again that you may have eternal life. If you confess him as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Incredibly important. So he made you a little bit lower, God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. God has crowned you. You are valuable in the sight of God with glory and majesty. Every person is made in God's image with inherent dignity that doesn't depend on class, wealth, or productivity. Let me read that again. Every person is made in God's image, that's you, with inherent dignity that doesn't depend on what class you are, whether you're rich or poor or middle class, how much wealth you have, whether you have $1 million in the bank or you don't even have a bank account, or productivity. Every person is created in God's image. and has inherent dignity. Dominion and responsibility are given to the person, not to an anonymous collective. You notice that? He didn't create a whole group of people in his image. He created one, and each one of us represents the image of God. The foundational identity of each human being is image bearer, not class member. That is so important. God doesn't look down upon you or look at your life in this way. Are you in such and such class? No, he looks down, he says, I created you in my image. It doesn't matter what continent you're on, what nation you're in, what part of the United States or state you're in. No matter where you are, you bear the image of God. Imago Dei insists that every individual matters before God and cannot be treated as a mere cog in an economic machine. You are so much more valuable. Now, I'm going to be the first to admit, for generations, Christians have got this wrong at different times. Not only Christians, but secular humanists, atheists. A lot of humanity, maybe that's a better way to say it, a lot of humanity has gotten this wrong. So let's look at the different perspectives, the socialist communist pitfalls. Let's start with the manifesto. Society is depicted as splitting into two greater hostile camps, the bourgeois and the proletariat. Okay, so they have the property owners and the non-property owners, right? The workers, you might say. People are primarily seen as representatives of their class, not as unique individuals or persons made in God's image. This is so, if you hear the modern, you know, the TikTok and the Instagrams and all the people, they're coming on and they're treating you like you are a worker or you are a this or you are a, you know, identifying you by race or whatever it might be. They're categorizing you in a way that God doesn't categorize you as. He just says, image bearer. You bear the image of Almighty God, regardless of your skin color, regardless of what your occupation is, regardless of the class that you find yourself in or the wealth that you have. You are created in God's image. Socialists do the exact opposite of what God would do. Value is assigned by position and class. This concept of socialism encourages suspicion and hostility, flattening individual stories, gifts, and responsibilities into group labels. This reduction violates the biblical teaching that every person, rich or poor, is an image bearer worthy of dignity, justice, and love. Hear me out on that. Every person is created in the image of God and worthy of dignity. This is from the one in the womb to the one in the grave, right? We should have dignity when we are birthing our children to burying our elderly. We should have dignity all the way in between, justice and love. Now, capitalism, there's a benefit. Capitalism often recognizes individuals as distinct agents who make choices, start businesses, and pursue vocation. It can allow diverse people to use their gifts freely, valuing creativity and initiative. But there also could be a danger to capitalism. It can reduce people to consumers or labor units, valuing them mainly for what they produce or buy. We got to be careful of that. People are so much more than what they produce or purchase. When profit becomes the only measure, workers can be treated as expendable, not as precious image bearers of God. So let's do a short contrasting sentence here. We oppose socialist class reductionism, and we oppose capitalist commodification that both forget image bearing of God. Scripture demands we see each person as God's handiwork. So we're not commodifying people. We're not reducing people to class, capitalist commodification. We're not, you know, looking at them as a commodity. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. But we're we're really truly seeing people as created by God. So how do I see people in my heart? As image bearers or as a demographic category? And this is important because I think some of the capitalists are beginning to see people as only as socialists. And you're a capitalist, you're a socialist, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican. Can we just set aside all these labels and say, you are created in the image of God? I want to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Where we value each other and we try to understand each other. Let's treat our neighbors and coworkers and even political opponents as people with God-given dignity. So important. We need to repent of viewing people as rich or poor, as faceless groups. We need to practice seeing their story, their souls, rather than just their class, their skin color, their statistic, how much they purchase, their wealth, those kind of things. This is incredibly important if we want to see transformation in Washington State, is that we move beyond the normal. We move from looking at the outside of the cup, you might say, or the externals. And we say, Lord, give us a love for ourself and for our neighbor so that we value people. Now, does that mean that we can't debate ideas or that we can't brainstorm different ways to best love our neighbor? Of course not. We need to do those things. But we always remember we're speaking with someone created in the image of God. We value them. We give them dignity from conception to natural death. We honor all as created in God's image. That person that opposes your political views, you may be their enemy. But really, they're your opportunity to outlove, to demonstrate the gospel, to communicate new ideas to, and not to get hung up on political anger, not to see them as they see you. See the pitfalls that they're saying. See the parts that are not aligning with God's word. But man, understand they're created in God's image and need the gospel message. If the heart isn't changed, we're going to try a one-size-all-fits-all kind of approach to how we govern. Government has a very limited role. Punish evil and protect the innocent. That's it. Two things. Two simple things. Not make a level playing field, not doing all these other things. And the citizens have two simple things as well. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. And the church has two simple things. Preach the gospel, the whole counsel of God's word, and take care of the widow, the orphan, and those in need around you. Very simple. Isn't it simple when you get to God's word? It's the family to love, nurture, and correct and discipline your children in the ways of the Lord, to educate them to walk with God. Very, very simple. So you are so much more than a label that someone has placed on you. You have been created in God's image. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that you have created us in your image. God, you have created us to glorify you with a crown of glory on our heads, God. And God, we thank you that we can value each other, even if we have differences of opinions, of thought. We can see each other with dignity, respect, and honor, and that you could go before us like never before. God, would you open our hearts to areas that we have become judgmental, to areas that we have labeled people, put people into certain classes or groups, we have stereotyped people. God, would you help us to see into the eyes and the stories of those around us once again? Lord, we lift up Governor Bob Ferguson to you, President Donald Trump. We ask for divine wisdom in their leadership. Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell. We lift up Michael Baumgartner. We lift up so many of our elected officials, Suzanne Schmidt, Rob Chase. God, we lift up Leonard Christian, God. And we just say, Lord, if they need salvation, give them salvation. If they need wisdom, give them wisdom. We pray a blessing upon them, God, that they would hear the voice of God, that they would have dreams of Jesus, God. God, we know that you created them, and you tell us to pray for all those in authority, so we pray for them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.